Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Tucker and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is death. Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine. Nobody's having a good time, 'cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
At 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. So here's the deal. I lived in Washington Square in Brookline. It's the worst place I've ever lived. I meet people who live there now, and they say how much they enjoy it. Well, you know, good for you. It was a little bit different when I lived there. I lived there in 2006, 2007. And when they first released the electric scooters there, I thought, is there a worse place on the planet to start something with electric scooters that you can leave around and that you have to navigate on the sidewalks and streets? And we started to investigate, and sure enough, people were very angry.
I missed my Super Bowl. It was when, you know what, it was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. It was the same night as the Brookline Town Hall meeting, the complaint meeting about the scooters. I would have given anything to have been in attendance for that.
I bet you there was 200 people there at least.
I bet there was a line out the door. It was the hottest ticket in town to get into that place.
These are like city hall meetings, like when, like random ones. Like I can see if there's like construction or something going on and you have to go to city hall. These are like, yeah, you're right. These are like print shows.
Dan just said there was a red carpet. And look who it is now. It's Barney, who's called 911 15 times just this week.
It's Edna Silverstein and a walker.
That's right.
They all have yellow legal pads full of vile comments.
So before we get to our 911 calls, somebody sent me this a couple weeks ago. This is the best. I guess this happened like right near Brookline. It's technically Brighton.
Right.
But somebody took a picture and sent it to me, and it's a typed out sheet of paper that someone had taped to a fence, which looked like it was right next to, you know, like where people would park on the side of the road. And it says this on the piece of paper: to the loser who keyed my car, you are despicable and you're a coward. Hear me? A coward. First of all, it's a letter. I don't know how they can hear you. You know that, though. Your friends, if you have any, know that. Your miserable family knows that. What you don't know is that the wrath of God is coming your way. You've been reported to the Brighton Police Department. Guess what? There's a camera in this area. Tapes are being reviewed. Only a matter of time now. Scared? You should be.
Yes, indeed. They're going to use all their surveillance on your car getting keyed. And I'm sure those tapes exist forever. And hopefully this man was put to justice.
All right, here we go.
Brookline Police Dispatch, I'm alone.
We got a problem, and I was just leaving for the day. And there's this kid on Sears and Dudley walking around with no shirt on.
Sears and Dudley?
Sears and Dudley, yeah.
Okay, what was he doing?
What's that?
What was he doing?
He's walking no shirt on, his pants halfway down to his ankles. He looks like he's pretty stoned, or I don't know what he's on.
He was smoking marijuana.
All right, pause it. All right, I would like to report someone for being just too sexy. There's a sexy guy walking down the street. I mean, it's not easy to concentrate. I have now pulled my sunglasses down to the bridge of my nose 18 times.
Well, maybe this guy's doing something nefarious.
Well, I mean, he does. He looks like he's dressed like someone who might be doing something nefarious.
Sure, seeing it's the middle of July and it's extremely hot, and some young guys walking around with their shirt on.
You can't just have that hunk just walking the streets.
He looks like he's pretty stoned, or I don't know what he's on.
He was smoking marijuana.
That's not what I'm calling. He just looked like he was up to no good. I don't know. He might live on the street. I don't know, but it just doesn't look right. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he actually might live there.
He might live on the street. I'll tell you this. Can you please come over here? There's a guy who looks like he's up to no good.
This guy's trying to throw a bone, too. He's like, all right, so is he smoking marijuana? Like, out of bone? No.
I just want you to come. Now, no one has any rights. Now, here's the deal, is that no one has any rights whatsoever, so we're just going to have you come in. And just anyone who's not to my liking, I would like you to come and do a anal cavity search, anything you can to make sure that everyone's okay.
If being shirtless and sexy is a crime, somebody arrest Adam Levine.
When Levine did, I mean, that's tantamount to the breast being exposed during the Janet Jackson performance.
Right. I mean, all it did was corrupt our youth, and now they're all just walking around outside without a shirt on.
Can you imagine that this guy must call 911, like, at least weekly? You're walking around and just can you just find this random guy walking around? He's got his pants on in a second. They're down to his knees. No, I don't think they're down to his knees.
Probably not.
No, I'm going to guess no.
Up to no good. I don't know. He might live on the street. I don't know, but it just doesn't look right. I'm just giving you guys a heads up.
Was he on Sears or on Dudley?
He was taking the corner and walking down Dudley right now.
Okay.
He's got red underwear on because his pants are down to his knees.
Okay, very good. We'll go check him out.
All right, thank you.
All right, you do that there, Sergeant.
Nice. Forget about the murder that might be happening right now or the old woman that might be in distress as she's home alone. Just you go check out this guy. We'll get right on that. He's got red underwear on. So you know that means he's hot to trot.
And by the way, it's not just the old people in Brookline.
Oh, no, it's everybody. Everybody in Brookline's terrible.
Everyone's lost their mind.
Yeah.
And this is something that this is almost like an M. Night Shyamalan call here because...
Oh, there's a twist?
There's a little bit of a twist. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Brookline Police, Dispatch Cappuccio.
Hi, how are you? I'm at the Rose Garden Playground.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two, like, older people sitting on a bench smoking, just, like, yelling at kids.
You said you're at the Rose.
Well, welcome to Brookline.
Yeah, like and
and that's
and so the problem is what? Yeah, that's Ted and Marjorie. They show up every day, and they smoke and yell.
Right, that's the official sport of Brookline.
Yeah, they're
being old and yelling at people.
Yeah, they're softening the kids up for when they're older. Yeah, this is a rite of passage. You got to start here, honey. You got to start yelling at them when they're three. Because if you don't, it's going to come into too much of a shock. What are you, in the sandbox? Come on!
Like older people sitting on a bench smoking, just like yelling at kids.
You said you're at the Rose Garden off of St. Paul?
Yeah.
Are they white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
They're white.
All
they're
right.
Probably in their 60s. Sitting on
Yeah. Again, you must be new to town. I mean, this is the behavior. What are you going to do today? It was everywhere. There were benches. I think you've seen this, Rich. There's benches that people would go to, and what they'd get up in the morning, mm-hmm. and they'd sit on the bench, and they'd just yell at you.
The Brookline Olympics.
Yeah, they would just yell at you. That was what they do. Let's get up, let's get a coffee, let's get a pack of cigarettes, and just this is how we're spending our day.
There was a park that I used to take my kids to that was kind of over by where that Holiday Inn is back
yes,
there. And,
yes.
and just, I mean, it was a constant.
Oh, yeah. Try taking a dog to a dog park.
Yeah,
it's real fun.
You said you're at the Rose Garden off of
yeah.
St. Paul?
Yeah.
Are they white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
They're white.
All right.
Probably in their... 60, sitting on a bench right where the play structure stuff is. They're smoking right now. I don't know what, I mean, they're yelling at, I don't know, maybe they...
Are they cigarettes or like marijuana?
Cigarettes.
Okay.
My kids were freaked out and came running over that they're yelling at them, and they're just, they don't belong here.
What are they wearing, miss?
The man is wearing gray pants and a gray sweater, and the woman's wearing a white shorts outfit.
Yeah, they're dressed for the library, because that's where they go next, to really get things going. Yeah, these are library people. Yeah, there's no question about it.
And then they yell at the pharmacist.
Oh, yeah. They got a whole day planned.
It's a routine. Then they yell at the host at Zaftig's. Why is this taking so long?
Look at you pulling that out.
Because I've seen it happen.
Zaftig's
rules.
Zaftig's is once a month. They can't be on the rotation.
Can't overdo that.
No, they pack a lunch when they head into the library.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
The man is wearing gray pants and a gray sweater, and the woman's wearing a white shorts outfit.
And what was that, on white shorts?
Yeah. They're getting up and going somewhere now. I mean, they're moving towards the play structure now. Oh, I wonder if they're here with... Now they're walking through it. Is it possible they have children here? You're not allowed to smoke in a playground, right?
Great.
They had kids there the whole time.
So they had been yelling at their own children.
They're yelling at their kids.
Their own children to get off the play structure.
Oh, my goodness, are these old people yelling?
Sure.
Well, yeah, they're probably grandma and grandpa watching the kids for the afternoon.
Yeah, just yelling. Like good grandparents.
That's great.
Just screaming at the top of their lungs.
Don't change, Brookline.
I don't blame this woman.
What are you talking about? Don't you, like, check and see? Like, okay, there's a difference. Whenever I go by myself to a playground, like, I used to bring my kids. Whenever I go by myself, there was an inside clock that every 2 minutes I had to say something to my kids. That way people knew that I wasn't a creepy dude by myself without children.
Sure.
So don't you look to see when you see somebody like that, like, who are they with? Who are the kids with? Like, don't you watch to see if they're talking to
kids? All I know is that they're with, the people are with, who, regardless of who they're with, they're sitting on a bench smoking, screaming at the top of their lungs, and freaking everybody out. Which, again, is probably the hobby. Ah, yeah, we get Joni for the day. What do you want to do?
Yell at kids.
Yell!
Youth!
And then we'll go to the library and check my AOL mail.
All right, this final one. This is a I don't even want to set it up. This one really doesn't need an explanation. Let's take a listen.
Brookline Police, Dispatcher Hunt.
Good morning. I want to make a basic police report.
Just stop it right there. All right.
What's he complaining about? That's what I want to know.
He's making a basic police report. He's talking very slow. Oh, God, what could it be? It could be a...
What's his problem?
Dan just guessed trash or recycling.
Okay.
The trash man left trash, but...
I'm going to guess a rabbit in the front yard.
I'm going some sort of noise complaint.
Okay.
You guys are all, you know, these are great answers. You would never in a thousand years guess this.
Oh, we can't. Okay.
But you're all like sniffing around. I mean, out of the hundreds of calls I've listened to, that's just like white noise now.
Okay. Those all look like capital crimes compared to what we're about. Okay.
This is just. All right.
Brookline Police, Dispatcher Hunt.
Good morning. I want to make a basic police report, if I could.
Okay. We don't take any reports over the phone, so it would have to be at the station to come in, or we can come to you. Are you home or at work?
Well, I'm at home now. So,
okay. And what's the report for?
It's for a found fire hydrant.
It's for
Forgive
a what?
Me. Forgive me. My neighbor last night after midnight lugged into our condominium a fire hydrant.
Okay, all right. This is the Jerky Boys. This is a Jerky Boys. Wait, how did he refer to the fire hydrant?
Found fire hydrant. Yes.
So he's saying that he found a fire hydrant
in his building. Yes.
His neighbor detached a fire hydrant from the street.
Didn't bring it into the guy's apartment, just brought it into the building.
Yeah, it's like a goof.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a fireman, but I'm guessing those are rather hard to detach from the ground. Not just for their weight, but also for the way they're anchored, considering that they put out gallons and gallons of water at a very rapid pace. I'm guessing...
I'm guessing, too, people would know it was gone because, oh, the gigantic spray in the sky.
Yeah. Right. You know what? This guy has a lot of newspapers. This guy hasn't thrown out a newspaper since 1976.
And how many pairs of binoculars does he have?
But he has newspapers from 1976. Yeah, he's counting the amount of times he's touching the doorknob. All right, here we go.
It's for a found fire hydrant.
It's for
Forgive
a what?
Me. Forgive me. My neighbor last night after midnight loved...
Forgive me. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me.
It's for
forgive
a what?
Me. Forgive me.
Oh, dear Lord, I beg you. This hydrant, forgive me.
Forgive me.
Oh, heavens. Don't put me in eternal damnation. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I throw myself at your mercy.
My neighbor last night after midnight lugged into our condominium a fire hydrant. And I believe it must be stolen property if such a thing exists. So you're missing one, I can tell you where it is.
Okay, and what is your name?
I'm looking at a police report that I got a copy of for activity that last happened on May 4th, 2019. So there's some previous experience.
Is your neighbor that brought the fire hydrant in? What unit does he live in?
That would be unit 2.
Okay. And do you know if they're home now?
I don't. I don't know if they're... Okay.
So where is the hydrant now? Is it in the common area?
No, I believe the hydrant is in his unit.
So how do you know this?
Or in your brain. Because after midnight, nothing good happens. Forgive me!
Forgive me.
So how do you know it's in there?
It's in there. Forgive me.
My neighbor is a dog that can walk. My neighbor has a dog with opposing thumbs.
I don't know if they're...
Okay. Where is the hydrant now? Is it in the common area?
No, I believe the hydrant is in his unit.
So how do you know this?
He lugged it in clanking and took it up the elevator here last night after midnight. And I opened the door and I said, Jake, what is that? Mm-hmm. And he said, it's my dog's fire hydrant. And it, though it was in a plastic bag, it clearly looked like a fire hydrant.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
All right.
Hang on a second.
Even though it was in a Petco bag.
What? So all fire hydrants fit in plastic bags, of course.
Well, John, I mean, if you get a hefty, right, you can carry
easy
anything.
To carry that sumbitch in. Yeah,
does it rip right through the bottom of it?
No. You take like a 2-ton fire hydrant.
That's right. This is a 2-ply bag, Rich.
Yeah, you just maybe put in more than one bag.
Oh, are we just completely overlooking that he's got some random police report from March 14th, 2019?
No,
he's
done to the research. Back of the bus at the moment. Hang on a second.
The person on the phone just kind of blew that off.
Yeah. He thinks he and the man in the second unit, not best friends, but he had it in a plastic bag.
Of course he did.
And he said it was his dog's fire hydrant. Oh, no, this is the one the dog pees at outside. I'm going to bring it in so it starts peeing on it in the house.
Because I want to make sure my dog pees inside and not outside.
I'm training him to pee inside.
That's right.
So I took the whole effing fire hydrant.
And I opened the door and I said, Jake, what is that?
He was right at the door.
Oh, yeah. He was never too far from the door.
Jake, what are you doing?
Jake, what are you doing? Oh, I'm stealing more fire hydrants.
What is that?
Oh, man. It's like these just get stranger and stranger and stranger.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Tutcher Harris on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's an app. Thanks for starting your day with Tutcher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. And Rich, Dwight Howard is up to some shenanigans.
Do you remember about, maybe it's been like 2 years since this lawsuit and claim and thing has come out. There was that guy who was accusing Dwight Howard of threatening him because he was going to tell the world that he was in a gay relationship with Dwight. This was during his time, I believe, when he was in Atlanta. And
stop. See, I remember the Ray Allen one. I don't remember this one.
Yeah. So there was a guy who was threatening for a while to say that he was going to come out with even like pictures and things.
Was he going to say that he was secretly gay?
Secretly gay, much like what's his name said, Dr. Phil. Dwight Howard did a sit down with Christine Leahy, who used to work on, she still works at Colin Cowherd. She used to work here in town. And she's been doing like these one-on-ones with basketball players. And Dwight Howard apparently has been really, really shaken by these accusations that he's gay. So much so that he said that he had a hard time leaving the house.
I went through a situation last year. It really just set me free.
Okay.
The situation was an allegation with, you know, a guy who said, and it upset me because I didn't even know who the person was. I'm like, why would somebody who I've never met, never had any contact with, make up a whole story about me? And I saw all the hate, the pure hate from people that I've never met before, just pile up everywhere I went against me. And I think that liberated me because I saw how a lot of people would feel, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they have issues. People are afraid to be who they are. They're afraid to just step out and be, like you said, because they're afraid of what other people might say or think about them. And so that situation made me realize, you're not like this, but just be you, be free.
Meaning you're not gay.
I'm not gay. So just, it's a lot of people who are, mm-hmm. and they have to hide. And it's people who have mental issues and they have to hide. It's people who have different problems in life and they have to hide. They have to put on a mask every day. It's like, well, I don't want to wear no mask. I just want to be.
Okay, so there's a lot of unpacking that. First of all, this guy's name is Mason Elige. He made these allegations against Dwight Howard. He claimed they were boyfriends, that Howard was into transgender sex parties, and that Howard and his pastor conspired to kill him because he refused to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So this guy filed a lawsuit, and Howard countersued, claiming everything that this guy said was a lie. So there's all this, you know, back and forth, and they said all that. And, you know, first of all, I've obviously never been sued by someone saying that I was in a gay tryst or anything like that, so I don't know what that would be like. But my first thought was, okay, if someone was accusing me of something that was completely and ridiculously false, like, would that keep me inside my house for 3 months?
If you're mentally unstable.
At first, I thought that was strange. But then I thought about how, you know, you've heard different stories about, you know, different athletes in locker rooms and speaking out is that if they, you know, who was the guy who got in trouble who said that if he had a gay teammate, he wouldn't want to play with him? It was just a couple of years ago. I forget who it was. But, I mean, this is something that's happened. So all this comes out, and, you know,
well, I can tell you why you might not want to leave the house is that you feel that if you go and you leave the house, that anyone that you meet could say anything they want about you, and then they could, you know, they can sue you for things that if you never met the guy. So if I leave the house, I'm subjecting myself
to
false accusations.
But that's no different. I mean, athletes go through that every
day.
Yeah,
but
anyway,
if you're getting sued for something, if someone's making these claims that come out of nowhere, I mean, it's a little disconcerting, I would imagine.
But I would assume, like all these guys, that happens to like a ton of these guys.
I don't know. I don't know if there's, I don't hear a lot of stories about, you know, people claiming to have homosexual trysts with people. I just recall Ray Allen.
Okay, so there's all this, and that comes out, that interview comes out. And then there's Kendrick Perkins. So somebody retweeted that interview that said, Dwight Howard addresses rumors about his sexuality, I'm not gay, as somebody named B. Mo, and put that boy lying, into which Kendrick Perkins just replied with the eyes emoji. And somebody's tweeted
Kendrick Perkins loves
Kendrick Twitter. Perkins says, hey, I'm still here.
And so, he's just like, okay. What the hell is this deal?
I don't know, but Kendrick Perkins, like, you know, it's like kind of this, all right, the story's out there, live and let live. And then Perkins has got to chime in. So after the eyes emoji, someone responds to him, but who cares, man, let him live. And Kendrick Perkins just couldn't resist it. He tweeted back, I don't care what that man do, but be honest and man up. Don't lie about it.
All right.
Oh,
well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
So Perkins just like, hey, I'm just going to just say here and say, hey, I think Dwight Howard's gay.
Yeah.
Let's see Woj break that story. mean, that's a perk bomb, ladies and gentlemen.
And so,
just be a man about it.
Perkins, what are you doing? And by the way, he's somebody like, you know, like we were saying, he should be like a coach for the, you know, the Celtics.
Yeah, these are not things you want to do.
I'm just going to say,
just stay on Twitter. And then somebody said, you really think coming out and gay in today's NBA would have repercussions with how teams perceive you while you're trying to get a new free agent deal? Kendrick Perkins says, yes, I do. Let's just sit back and wait to see who or if he signed with anybody. Listen, GMs don't want any distractions in the locker room, especially from a vet. Culture is everything nowadays in the NBA.
Well, he's really making himself look like a a stable individual.
Jesus. So somebody tweeted him back and said, well, it's sad that the gay man is considered a distraction. It would mess up the culture. I've always been a big fan, but this takes messed up. And Kendrick Perkins said, listen, I'm just telling you the real. I'm not speaking for myself because, like I said before, I don't care what that man do with his life. But if you put him in a locker room, it'll be guys whispering and talking about him in that situation. It's the truth. It's the truth, and it's no way around it.
Okay, so, all right, let's break it down. So, Kendrick Perkins is saying without a doubt that he's gay.
Well, I mean, okay, let me just read this one more time.
Wait, hang on a second, because there's no nuance to this. He's saying that he's gay, and then he doubles down and says he's not getting a job because he's gay, and then he's...
So if he wants him to man up and just be honest about it, so he's kind of contradicting himself. Should he be honest about it? But then if he does that, he's not going to be hired by a team, according to Kendrick Perkins. So what do you want? Do you want him to not say anything and then get hired by a team? Or come out and be honest and then not have a career? Like, I can't understand what Kendrick Perkins is going to say other than that
told,
I think that Dwight Howard is gay.
And by the way,
like that, out of all the things...
By the way, if the guy had a relationship with Dwight Howard and he goes and announces it, despite, you know, what Dwight Howard wants, I mean, that guy's a piece of crap. I mean, if Dwight Howard doesn't want it out there that he's gay and then he has a relationship with a guy apparently who's, you know, they're fond of each other.
Well, this is his moment of fame. I mean, that's
no, I know,
thing.
But it's still terrible.
Well, yeah,
I
mean, of course, like, it's awful. Right. But that's obviously, we know why he's doing it. He's trying to get fame. People know this guy's name now. And Dwight sued him back. I don't know what's going on with the actual lawsuit, but I just saw this Perkins story. And I just want to, just one more time. You know, the first one, it was just like, you know.
The eyeballs saying, like, what?
Yeah, versus what? And then it was, I don't care what that man do, be honest, but man up and don't lie about it.
Okay, now, then, what is his, why?
I don't know.
Like, but seriously, like. Like, first of all, why are you doing? Why are you outing the guy if he doesn't want to be outed?
I don't know.
And then, like, why should he man up and say he's gay for Kendrick Perkins' benefit?
But then
he gives you more reason.
I thought for a minute he was trying to say, okay, it's not that I think he's gay. It's that I understand how the culture is in locker rooms, and you know whether we like to admit it or not. People don't like playing with gay players. It's not my decision. GMs don't like putting distractions there. But then he ends it with, it's the truth and it's no way around about it.
No, the first thing he puts about that, just man up and tell people about it, is saying that he's gay and that, no, it's not about the problems of the NBA and accepting gay people. He's outing them and saying, be a man and say it.
Yeah, the rest of it's just spin from Perk after being called out for saying it.
And I can, right. And I can
That's
just,
all it is.
I can hear it in his voice, too. I don't care what that man do, but be honest, man, and don't lie about it.
Why?
I love his deep voice.
Why? Why should I be a man and own up to it if indeed I am gay?
I don't know.
When this is the kind of reaction I'm going to be getting from people.
That's weird. And like, and I love Kendrick Perkins, but I read this yesterday, I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
No, he's being an a-hole. I mean, he's being a complete a-hole.
Right. Like, what's going on? Just the eye emojis first. And then don't lie about it.
Why? Again, well, if this is the way it's going to be reacted to, why would I possibly lie? Why would I tell anyone?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a shame.
Perkins. Like, I mean, you know, you were very outspoken during the trade deadline, and people were like, wow, this guy, like, you know, maybe someone you put on some talk shows and everything, and then you go, all right, what are you doing, Perk? Come on, man. You know better than that. The eye emojis, like that's the first one.
See, if he just did the eye emojis, then you're
then
like,
he just
all
right,
because that's open for interpretation,
right? Then
and maybe
that.
He's trying to make his friends laugh or something. But I mean, then he outs the guy.
Oh my goodness, Perk, what you doing, man?
That's not cool. That's not cool. But you know, it's Dwight Howard's business.
It doesn't change the fact that Dwight Howard is a horrible basketball player.
No, so he's not on a team right now?
He's looking for a team, I believe, right now.
Yeah, he's been on four teams in the last 4 years. He was with Washington
He was just a wizard.
Yeah, but he only played nine games for him.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's it.
I wonder if Geddy Lee's favorite team is the Wizards. Mm-hmm. Geddy Lee is going to be joining us at 9:45.
Can't wait.
Because the minute I retired, if it was me, and I'm not telling this is any way to live, the minute I retired, I would just be like, I'm gay, and then get it over with, and here we go.
Right, like if you've been dying inside.
Yeah, this is what I think I would do. I obviously am not experiencing this. Well, this is what I hope people could do, is how I should put it, is that I would hope that, you know, when you're ready and maybe you thought it would interfere with your career, that you could just come out and live your life openly the way you want to open it, the way you want to live it. But, I mean, it's not as easy as that. And the culture is regressing a little bit in terms of acceptance of...
Well, you had the guy who was the Celtics player, and I forget his name, was the first openly gay
Jason
player.
Collins.
Jason Collins, that's right. So you had him. But I want there to be a star, like a star that does it. So, like, you're forced... like these players are forced to have to reckon with that.
And Dwight Howard's not that guy.
No, he's not. He's not now. But I mean, if like somebody, let's say somebody that was like a megastar right now in the league, like James Harden or something, came out and said that. I mean, then maybe, just maybe, the culture that he's trying to allude to here, that the people in the locker room just won't be able to take it.
But there's a lot to think about. Is that how is this going to affect my endorsements? How is this going to affect?
I see. I think it wouldn't affect it at all. Maybe even positively.
I don't know, Rich. There's people that are, you know, accountants that are in their 40s that still pretend and have to pretend. I mean, there's the family aspect.
No, but that's true. But I also think that as far as from the entertainment spectrum, people are a lot more accepting. Now, I don't know what the culture's like in the locker room, but as far as endorsements are concerned, I don't think there'd be any company that would have a problem endorsing.
I hear politicians still, you know, still going after the gay communities and trying everything they can do to make vilify gay people and, you know, very difficult. And then you're a kid and all you hear is about how terrible what you're feeling is. There's never been a time that it's easy. And I think it's even worse for an athlete, especially while you're playing. I mean, it's got to be terrifying because Kendrick Perkins and the like are all going to, you know, it's a very difficult thing to do. I mean, you got to just think of everything. You got to think. And then if you come out, everything is going to be about you. Like even positive press in quotations is going to have you. I mean, you're going to paparazzi around you constantly.
I don't know. Megan Rapinoe, she's openly gay.
It's a whole different animal. It's a whole different culture.
Well, basketball does seem to be a little more taboo.
Well,
what reports have been about,
any of the top four male sports, I think that women being gay in sports is a lot more accepted. But in the big four male sports, it's not accepted. I mean, you can't. I don't think you compare the.
We don't know if it's not accepted because we don't know which players are gay. There's just not a lot of them.
It's obviously not accepted because of the things that Kendrick Perkins is saying. I mean, if you're the first guy to do it in the history of sports, the first star to do it, I mean, you're never gonna. That's gonna be your identity. You're the only way that people look at you, and it's going to be a situation where it's people following you all over the place, people keeping track of your relationships, and it's going to be not the ideal way to probably announce to the world. And then you got to think of your family and what your family's going to say about it. I mean, it's a huge chance you're taking. I mean, it's going to dominate your life. It's hard enough if you're not a public figure, but if you're a public figure that's, you know, known as a macho sports guy and then you come out with it, it's got to be incredibly difficult in a decision that's almost impossible to make. So, good for Kendrick Perkins. Don't know why Dwight Howard, in his view, has to come out, but you know, if Dwight Howard wants it, God bless him. Or if Kendrick Perkins wants it, just be true. Just do it. Just do it now. But you'll never get a job. Yeah, you come out. Yeah, you'll never get a job. But
that's essentially what he's saying.
No, that's what he is saying. Yeah. It's not essentially. That's what he's saying. Like, don't lie. Come out. No, you're never going to work again. But, you know, it's easy for me to say.
It's one of the more ridiculous threads I've read through.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, there. We've grown so much as a culture. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Don't do
that. Get the app. Get the sports up. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.95 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We're getting ready to play the Pyramid with Bird and Nick. Spirited by the Edelman and Gronkowski appearances on apparently what is still exists in the Pyramid. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Hey.
The big problem with homosexuality in pro sports is the problem with homosexuality in society as a general. We treat it like it's such a I guess the phrase would be taboo subject. The press treats it like it's something major, and it shouldn't be. If a person's going to come out as gay in pro sports, they should just start their relationship. And if any reporter comes up and asks, they basically say, my sexuality is my business, nobody else's. You know, I would even turn to the reporter and say, would you go up to a black man and say, so how does it feel to be black playing a pro sport versus how does it feel to be gay and in a pro sport?
All right, how much... What percentage of Americans do you think would support homosexuality?
Well, that number is increasing every single day.
I don't know. The rhetoric that I hear coming from politics is that it's the same as it ever was in a lot of ways.
Then why can you be successful? And this is to you too, Robert. Why do you think actors can be successful if they're out, but we athletes have a fear that if they come out, they will not be successful? I mean, look at someone like Ellen DeGeneres is embraced by everybody. And then there's, you know, tons of gay actors as well who are embraced by everybody. And nobody seems to really care. But yet there hasn't really been, as you said, Fred, in the major four sports, anybody to come out. Like, why do you think that there's that fear?
Because there's one simple reason. Because people in society, which they've just started to learn and started to understand, is you have to separate one from the other. A person's sexuality has no bearing on them being able to act, no bearing on whether a homosexual male lead gets a role in a movie where he's in love with a woman, because we can separate the two. And unfortunately, your audience that follows NBA or NFL is still coming to terms with the understanding that one has nothing to do with the other.
First of all, the culture of sports in the locker room would look down upon that. And second of all, I could think of many actors who have chosen not to come out. And also, that's considered the arts and doesn't have the same machismo factor as these sports. I mean, it's easy to just go, oh, come out. It's not going to be, you know, everyone's just going to be okay with it. But it's obviously something that is not nearly that simple.
Is there anything more macho than metal? Rob Halford.
Halford kept it a secret for a long time.
And then he said,
right in front of our eyes.
But when he had, I know, it was like how nobody knew from some of the songs.
I mean,
when he came out, was he universally embraced?
Yeah, but he was a legend at that point. Well,
that's why you need a star to do it.
And he wasn't even in Judas Priest anymore at that point. He was in the band Fist.
No, I thought he had come out before that. Thought he had come out while he was still with Priest.
Whatever. Priest were not a relevant band at the time that he came out, but regardless, yes. Rob Halford has been embraced, but he was already a legend at that point. And I think a lot of people actually did go, oh, yeah.
Kind of knew. They had a Usual Suspects moment.
Yeah, like,
I kind of looked over his catalog and said, oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
I should have known then.
Rob Halford said.
And I should have known then.
Yeah, like Rob Halford was like, I was wearing, I don't know the term for what subset of gay people he was in, but he was like, right. I was wearing, you know, the clothes that you would buy from like a bondage shop or something. And then everyone kind of went,
All right. We kind of got.
Listen, I wish that we lived in a world I could care less if someone was gay. I think that the way that society treats people is exceptionally unhealthy and causes people pain, especially kids, and encourages people to ostracize them. And I feel a lot of embarrassment in our culture the way that young people are ostracized by their friends as high up as the very top tier of politics, there's a huge
homophobia, which is exceptionally unhealthy. If and even if you choose not to vocally support homosexuality in that decision, you should realize it's brave, and I don't really know how it would affect your life in any way. All right, we will be back with the Pyramid featuring two big superstars.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.